Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor, for sponsoring the show. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Thad, Keith, Nimmer, all the boys down at Noral. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. We are at the Keg. Big shout out to them for allowing us to film here today. I'm having a great time. Now, as you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, my name is Chloe, and I'm a kitchen staff at the Keg, and I work online. I'm currently about to go to college for becoming an ultrasound technician, going into the nursing program. I'm pretty excited about that.
You should be.
Yeah, it's going to be lots of fun. Yeah.
So you said something that kind of caught my attention there. You said you work online.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So I'm a chef online. I do like the plates. I set it all up. I'm a grill. I do it all. Yeah.
I'm such a loser.
Yeah, you're good.
Because when you said you work online, I thought you meant like the internet.
Online, no,
and I was just like, what online at the Keg would be the online component? What a dork. Oh, wow. Okay, you work online.
Yes, online in the kitchen.
Right.
Yes.
I'm learning all type of lingo here.
Yeah, that's good. That's
I found out today that the bar is called The Wood.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So how long have you been at the Keg for?
Since August, so it's about to be a year and 2 months,
Okay, and so there's a lot of different places you could work at.
Yes.
Why did you choose to pick the Keg?
I picked the Keg. Honestly, the people here make the job. They really do. I love working in the kitchen industry. It's very fun.
Right.
Just like I said, the people here, they're just so fun. It's like coming to hang out with friends almost at work, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you know our boy Tanner, so
yes.
I have to assume that you're from Fort McMurray.
Yes, born and raised.
Born and raised?
Born and raised.
I already know I'm going to lose this, but what high school did you go to?
I actually went to Frank's. Yeah.
Frank's Braggins?
Yeah, Frank's Braggins.
Yeah. What?
Uptown Con.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you were the first person who said Frank's Braggins on the show.
Matt.
Matt who? Oh, yeah. Matt. Next door neighbor Matt. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to Matt. His episode should be airing already. All right. So what... not high school, but
elementary.
Did you go?
I went to St. Martha's in Timberley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a across the bridge kid.
Yeah.
So how do you know the other side of the bridge kid?
So I've lived in downtown when I first moved here. Then I moved to Timberley. Now I'm in Thicket. I have friends all across the town. So
nice.
That's how I met Tanner.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a man of the town. There's no doubt about that. So is the Keg the first job that you've had, or have you worked at other places?
No. So I've worked at Dunvegan before this.
Cool.
And then before that, I worked at Subway. And then before that, I worked for the cleaning company with my grandma.
Okay. So you were a sandwich artist.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
I used to be in human resources, and I remember somebody came in, and on their resume, it said sandwich artist. But it didn't say where. It just said sandwich artist,
oh,
not
really?
Subway. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what the heck is a sandwich artist? That sounds interesting. And I was like all like enthralled by it. And then the guy was like, dude, I just worked at Subway. That's just what they call it. Oh, not
makes
as fun.
Now,
not as fun.
Yeah.
What did you do at Dunvegan?
So just like we did the pop-up shop, because when I worked there, it was when after they closed down. So it was just during the summer when they did the pop-up shop. So it was behind the River City Car Wash.
That's right.
And I just like, watered the flowers, organized them, sold them. You know, stuff like that. It was pretty fun.
It's a sweet gig.
It was, and I was outside all summer. It was nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Years and years ago, when I was a very young man, I dyed my hair.
No.
Yeah, and my parents, like, that didn't...
No.
Didn't fly.
Yeah.
And it looked horrible. It didn't turn out well.
Yeah.
So anyways, but I got grounded and I had to work at a flower shop.
No.
Yeah, and at first I thought it was going to suck.
Yeah.
But it was the best job ever.
It's honestly a peaceful job. It really is. Yeah.
I worked in a greenhouse. I had to water plants.
It's nice, honestly.
Super chill. You're outside. Old ladies, which I thought were old at this time. They're probably my age right now. But they would tip me to... bring their flowers to their car.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a dream gig.
Yeah, I used to haul trees to people's trucks too.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
That one wasn't very fun.
No. If you just have the plants and the pots, that's easy. A tree, not so much.
Yeah, you just kind of drag it, really.
Yeah. So we were chatting just a little bit about mine and Tanner's pastime, what we do, our extracurriculars before we started film, AKA going to a rave, concerts, bangers. We might have thrown one.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But you, I'm assuming, listen to this type of music as well.
Yes.
So who's your go-to artist?
Oh, I don't even know. I can't really even name one.
No, you're just into... Okay, so what I found, because I don't...
Boozy. I like Boozy.
Okay.
Boozy's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
So are you... There's all types of genres within the genre.
Yeah.
Rhythm, dubstep, so on and so forth. What is your preferred genre in the...
Probably dubstep.
Dubstep. Tanner's big gang signs being thrown out.
Yeah.
Okay.
He knows.
It is. It's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, we went to a rave in Edmonton, I don't know, like a month ago, and they had two rooms going.
Mm-hmm.
They had a dubstep room, and what was the other room, Tanner?
House.
So I'd never been to a house show before. And although, listen, I enjoyed that room.
Yeah.
It definitely dubstep was a completely different vibe.
Yeah.
Completely different vibe.
Yeah.
So how did you get into this type of music?
Honestly, Tanner showed me.
You kidding me?
He did. Like 2-3 years ago, he showed me. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been to a rave with him yet?
No, I haven't.
What?
No.
We need to correct some wrongs in this universe.
I know him and Colton. I don't know if you met Colton.
Listen, do I know Colton? Yes, I know Colton.
Okay.
Colton might have been the DJ that we hired to come up and perform for eight hours.
Good.
He's unbelievable.
Lost sound.
Yes.
Unreal. Like, I didn't know, right? I've known Colton since I've known Tanner.
Yeah.
He's come on the show a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's always been talking about, oh, I DJ. And we're like, dude, you got a DJ.
Yeah.
So anyways, we paid him to come up and perform. And I've heard some of his mixes and stuff, but it's a completely different scenario when he's there in front of you, maybe even sitting in a chair. Might be his thing. I don't know. We'll see. But he was on fire that night.
Yeah, he's really good. He really is.
Really good.
Yeah. He gets the crowd going.
He really, like, understatement.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you gone to any raves before?
No, I have never. No, I know. I know Tanner's been waiting for me.
So what happened? Like, what happened to ours? Where was the invite?
Like, every time.
Yeah.
And when I go to raves, like, I invite
everybody.
Everybody.
All right, we'll correct this wrong. It's
next
a good time.
Next time you guys throw a rave, I'll come.
Okay.
Seriously.
Cool.
I
all right.
Yeah.
So. Listen, I think we're at the end of our time.
Yes.
Which stinks, but anyways, before I cut anybody loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, what did I get to do?
You get a shout out. Anything,
oh,
anybody, anyone.
Shout out to my little brother Anthony, because he actually just broke his knee last night dirt biking in a crash. So he's in the 6 months recovery in the hospital, so shout out to him because he's got it.
Okay, there we go. All right, well, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
I have a feeling we're going to see you a lot more, so feel free to come on the show and check out the studio.
Anytime.
There we go.
I'll be down.
Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral. We appreciate your ongoing support. And hey, stay tuned for a wicked commercial. Peace. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day. But the fact of the matter is, I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.